So you didn't know that your government was ran by Satanists? Oh, I got the proof. I got the proof. If you didn't know, now you know. The Illinois State House just installed a satanic sculpture. But let me not talk about it right away. Let me get the news. I'm going to pull it up. This is WCIA News, Channel 3. Let them tell you, and then I'll come back and comment on it.
Now, many of you may have already started putting up decorations this holiday season, but the decorations at the state capitol are turning some heads.
That's right. Religious groups set up a menorah and a nativity scene, and now a new addition. WCIA3's Mark Maxwell is live at the Capitol for us tonight. Mark, you got a look at the new statue from the Satanic Temple there today.
Yeah, Jessica, that's right. Good evening. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas and like Hanukkah here at the state capitol, and now like, well, a winter solstice, I suppose. We have some video of the new decorations that are here at the capitol. It was last week during the hustle and bustle of veto session when all these holiday decorations started going up, mostly behind the scenes. Folks were busy walking through, and some didn't stop to take notice. Well, it was earlier this week when we saw a new addition. There's the manger scene with baby Jesus, and there's the candlesticks and the menorah for Hanukkah. Both of those put up by religious groups. Well, those groups not too thrilled with this latest installment, a statue from the Satanic Temple of Chicago. Now, Secretary of State Jesse White's office runs the State House here and all the different facilities. A spokesman for White told me that their message emblazoned on the front of the statue that knowledge is the greatest gift. He said, quote, "I don't know how anyone can find that offensive." But two college students who study controversial or offensive monuments and statues, they came here just to see it earlier, and I caught up with both of them.
I personally am a Christian, I'm not an atheist, and I can understand how it would offend a lot of Christians, but exercise the First Amendment. I get a bit shocked.
But your government is satanic, but they're ushering in the New World Order, but you're a fucking moron because, listen, the Satanists are making their way. Oh, Victor Morrow, you talk about conspiracy shit too much. The Bible says the earth was given into the hands of the wicked. It explains why they created AIDS to kill off millions of people. Why we have wars for no goddamn reason, killing thousands, if not millions, of troops. Why the United States, which is the devil, goes into foreign countries, provoking them, starting wars, stirring up shit, and then when that country strikes back, they call them terrorists. Because they're fucking satanic at the fucking core. Not something that just started, something that's always been. It doesn't exist because Victor Morrow says so. This has been the case since day fucking one. The reason why you black motherfuckers, your ancestors were put on slave ships and brought to these Americas and served 400 years of slavery. And they don't give a fuck. They hung you from trees when a black slave female got pregnant and they didn't want her pregnant, they will reach up into her womb and take the baby out. Feed the baby to alligators. Why? Because they are the fucking devil. Not because I say so, because it's a goddamn fact. The Bible says the earth was given into the hands of the wicked. Job 9:24. You understand? I've gone on my rant. Let me read the article. This is from, let me see if I can pull it up. The truthseeker.co.uk. It says, the Illinois State House just installed several holiday decorations this year. It says, a scene depicting the birth of Jesus, a Christmas tree, a menorah, and a satanic sculpture. The sculpture is entitled Snaketivity. Now, I wish I could show you the sculpture, but the sculpture says knowledge is the greatest gift, and it's got a Baphomet. I can barely see it, but it looks like a Baphomet. But anyway, and it has a hand with a serpent wrapped around it and a apple at the top. You know, the hand, the apple's in the hand at the top with the serpent wrapped around it, which anyone that knows anything about the Bible, they understand that, you know, Eve supposedly ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the knowledge of good and evil is representative in this way. If you know to do good, then you know also what is evil. So you can't know what is good without knowing what is evil. Like, in other words, if your parents teach you to go to school, then you automatically know that skipping school is bad. You see? See, if you teach one thing, then the other thing comes naturally. The reason why some of your baddest kids are the ones that have the strictest parents. They know to do so much evil because they were taught to do so much good, if that makes any sense to you. So anyway, let me read the rest of it. It says, the symbolism of the sculpture refers to the book of Genesis and goes to the very core of Luciferianism, the Luciferian philosophy. It represents Eve grabbing the forbidden fruit of knowledge that was given to her by Lucifer, who took the form of a serpent. Lucifer told Eve that biting the fruit would allow Adam and herself to become like gods, knowing good and evil, just as I said. So the Luciferians, put it in a nutshell, the Luciferians believe that Lucifer is the good guy and that God is wicked. They believe God is wicked and Lucifer is the good guy who gave them the knowledge of good and evil, and therefore we can become like gods, and this is what they believe. It says, to Luciferians, the serpent is not a deceiver, but a savior. See? I didn't even read that yet. Now I already knew that shit. It says, who allowed humanity to access the knowledge required to achieve divinity through its own means. The marking under the sculpture says, knowledge is the greater gift, refers to the gift given from Lucifer. This gift was given from Lucifer to man in the form of divine knowledge. So, this is what the Luciferians believe. So, your Freemasons believe that Lucifer is the light bearer. And one of the things that they do is they, when they first go into Freemasonry, they tell you, you go to the altar and they say, what's the saying? They make you quote from the scriptures where it says, God said, let there be light. And then he saw that light is good. And then everybody applauds. And this is without the brand new Mason. He doesn't know any better. But this is the applause is for Lucifer, because Lucifer is the light bearer. Which also they say Jesus is the light of the world. So I'm not going to go into that because that's controversial. But anyway, Just something to think about. But why is this important? It's important to know that if this kind of sculpture is being put in an Illinois State House, you can look for more satanic sculptures to be put all throughout the American governments, government buildings and things like that, because they're coming out with their dark secret. They're no longer hidden. They're now going to bring it out, no pun intended, but into the light. right, let's get into some conspiracy theory craziness. QAnon. The right wing nut jobs have done it again. They have, I read this was about a week ago. I meant to talk about it on the show, but I've been busy. But anyway, these nut jobs came up with this conspiracy theory that Trump was going to lock up a whole bunch of politicians, such as, and former politicians, such as Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, basically the whole damn left. Because, you know, right-wingers have this obsession with locking up Democrats. Yo. It is so funny to me. I'm going to read this. This is from Raw Story. It says, Trump-loving conspiracy nuts are convinced that the president will conduct a mass arrest of foes at Bush funeral. Oh, my God. Yo, they made a prediction that on December the 5th, Trump would unleash these indictments, and somehow he was going to connect Obama, Hillary, and a bunch of other people on the left to this pedophilia ring or something. So let me read the article. This is, I mean, these people are out of their damn mind. It says, believers in QAnon, the conspiracy theory that claims President Donald Trump and special counsel Robert Mueller are actually working together to uncover a global pedophile ring, are very excited by some of the developments they're seeing at former President George H.W. Bush's funeral. The Daily Beast, Will Sommer reports this. It says, many QAnon believers have marked December the 5th as the day when Trump will begin conducting mass arrests of his political foes, including former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Because, you know, they're all about lock them up, lock them up. So it says, while QAnon fans have marked December the 5th, or D5 as they like to call it, on their calendars for days now, so far Trump has not slapped handcuffs on his enemies. These people actually believe Trump was going to lock up Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and there were some more that I can't name off the top of my head. Oh, man. They actually believe this. This is December the 6th now that I'm reading this. You people are so stupid. All of you idiot Alex Jones followers, you QAnon dummies, you need to jump off a bridge. Do the world a favor. Stop spreading this stupid shit on the damn internet, man. Where do you come up with this dumb shit? Last year, even though we're going into 2019 now, last year, these morons put up a article and it spread all over the internet, all over YouTube. I had people calling me because they were worried, claiming that on November, I think they said November the 5th, it was going to be on November the 5th. No, that was actually 2016, excuse me. They said November the 5th was going to be a shutdown of the grid, meaning the U.S. government were going to shut off the lights, cut off everyone's lights, cut off everyone's electricity, and it was going to be like the purge. It was going to be complete darkness. It was going to be like a test run to see how people would react. I forget what they call it now. There was a certain term for it. And I had people calling me. I had people calling me about a week prior to that. Oh my God, what's about to happen? You should know. Are they going to cut off the grid? Are they going to cut off everyone's lights? And I was like, yo, calm the fuck down. Stop believing every damn thing you see on the internet. You have people that are obsessed with conspiracy shit. It's one thing to be a conspiracy theorist. It's another thing to be just a complete damn nut job. Like those idiots that thought the world would end in 2012. They were running around 2012. Man, shut the fuck up. Excuse my language. So let me read this shit, man. Let me continue to read. It says, nonetheless, notes Summer, the reporter that reported this, his name is Summer. One eagle-eyed QAnon believer discovered that one of the buses taking people to Bush's funeral on Wednesday had a 5 and a D plastered on his front window, which supposedly indicates that the president's declaration of martial law is imminent. QAnon believers are convinced everyone on the bus will be arrested in Trump's purge. They thought Trump. Listen to me. Listen. Because I don't think, I want y'all to understand what I'm saying and what's being said here. These idiots thought Trump was going to lock up Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton at George H.W. Bush's funeral. I want you to think on that for a moment. Just. You know how fucking stupid you gotta be. Okay. Oh my God. What the fuck? This is why the world has to end. This shit got to. It has to be. We have to be on borrowed time. It can't be this many stupid people in the world and the world just continue to run. It can't. What a bunch of dumb asses. And the thing is, it's not like it was a few people that believed it. I was reading the YouTube comments. It was unbelievable. People were celebrating. Lock up Hillary. Lock her up. Lock her up. Like Trump is going to walk into George H.W. Bush's funeral and say, okay, Hillary, time to get in these handcuffs. What a bunch of stupid asses. Says, and the person actually tweeted it out. It says, another QAnon follower, meanwhile, found themselves feeling suspicious that former President George W. Bush handed something to former First Lady Michelle Obama just before the funeral began, which they interpreted to be a secret deep state signal. And they wrote in the Twitter hashtag, they wrote, what did GW just pass to Michael? Because, you know, they like to call her Michael. They don't call her Michelle. They think that she's a man. It says, and then another dipshit writes, great catch. Oh, man. Excuse me. I got a call coming in. It says, great catch. And then the other person says, let's go, Michelle Obama. We don't do secrets. Hashtag dark to light. Hashtag Q Army. Don't you know that the thing that George W. Bush handed to Michelle Obama was a piece of candy? And these morons thought it was a top secret note. You people need to jump off a bridge. I'm going to play this clip about QAnon from Comedy Central, because really that's what QAnon is. It's really just comedy. Bunch of stupid ass conspiracy theorists making up shit and driving people into a panic. If Alex Jones isn't enough, they have this stupid ass QAnon movement. Let me play this clip. It's just hilarious to me.
Donald Trump put his name on the political map with a conspiracy theory.
Why doesn't he show his birth certificate?
And it's not the only time he's gone to that well.
They say they found the pillow on his face, which is a pretty unusual place to find a pillow.
The beautiful child went to have the vaccine, now is autistic.
Recently, many of Trump's supporters are buying into something even bigger.
Those Trump supporters you see waving around the letter Q are followers of Q.
What QAnon is a fringe movement in which many baseless conspiracy theories are discussed on the internet.
So I dove deep into the rabbit hole to talk to four prominent QAnon researchers, including one who has 140,000 YouTube subscribers and millions of views.
What is QAnon?
QAnon is basically a shadow civil war between rogue intelligence agencies and good guys, for lack of a better term.
Do we all agree on this? This exists.
QAnon 100%.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
100%. Q's a guy that's on the internet.
Not a guy.
Not a guy.
It's a group. The people that have the full scope of the picture is less than 10. We shouldn't be caught up on who is Q. It's more of what is it.
He says that because what's about to be revealed is that QAnon is actually JFK Jr. So JFK Jr. is alive, and he brought the plan to Donald pre-1999.
Is Q more powerful than Trump?
Trump is a part of the Q team, so he's...
Okay, this moron just said that... This moron just said that JFK Jr., who died, I believe it was in a plane crash, is alive, and that he is working with Donald Trump. And that he is revealing all the secrets to Donald Trump. You have got to be... This is the shit that I'm talking about when I tell you these people need to jump off a fucking bridge. This cannot be real, but it is. It's unbelievable to think that you have people in this world that are this fucking stupid. Some people say, well, why do you care? Because these people actually have influence. Information is power. And if you share the wrong information, you're leading people down the wrong path. And these people are going to cause martial law to happen. They're actually, see, here's the funny thing. And it's not really funny, but they were supposed to be anti-Big Brother, anti-martial law, anti-police state, right? However, they are planting the seeds for martial law. And I actually celebrating on the internet talking about martial law is imminent. We can't wait. Anyway, let me get back to the clip.
Out of the ten, he's actually posted at least once or twice. At least twice, and he signed
we
it.
Know that.
Well, we do know that because he's when he when it's
let me go back.
Trump is a part of the Q team, so he's
so he's just part of the team.
Yeah, he's actually posted at least once or twice. At least twice, and he signed
we don't
it.
Know that.
Because. What's about to be revealed is that QAnon is actually JFK Jr. So JFK Jr. is alive, and he brought the plan to Donald pre-1999.
Is Q more powerful than Trump?
Trump is a part of the Q team, so he's...
So he's just part of the team.
Yeah, he's actually posted at least once or twice. At least twice, and he signed
we don't
it.
Know that.
Well, we do know that because he's when it's signed as 4/10/20, that's Donald J. Trump. But you got to understand numerology to know that. There was a tweet where everything in the tweet is just regular verbiage, regular grammar, but he has the word roaring, the word great, and the word reviews all in caps. Look up the numerology behind those words, and it comes out to the number 17.
What does the number 17 mean?
Q.
That just means Q.
It's the 17th letter of the alphabet.
Which is a lot more simple than I thought it would be.
Donald Trump is one of the most intelligent men probably in our lifetime, like top five, believe it or not.
I find it hard.
He might actually be right on this one, according to one reliable source.
I was a really good student at the best school. I'm like a smart guy, okay? Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
In your mind, Q is a force of good?
Yes.
And it's saving us from what? An elite satanic pedophile ring?
One of the aspects of corruption they are working to dismantle is human trafficking rings. Yes. Remember when Trump was on...
Okay. Part of this whole Q thing is that they believe that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, all the liberals, you know, notice they never blame Republicans for anything. It would be one thing if they were to be fair about it and say, okay, we believe the entire government is corrupt and Democrats and Republicans both are in on this. But notice that it's always, oh, the liberals are the ones.
On stage and he grabbed the Fiji water. Fiji is one of the biggest human trafficking areas on the planet.
What big profile people are in this pedophile ring?
Do you want names?
Sure.
Hillary Clinton.
Do you think Hillary Clinton's a pedophile?
Worse.
What's worse than a pedophile?
Human sacrifice, child sacrifice, newborn babies. There's something in their blood that apparently gives them some euphoric experience.
It's called adrenochrome. It acts as a drug, essentially.
Where do they get the babies from?
80.
A lot of these babies are bred specifically for that purpose.
Give me five names of big names that are going down.
Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, John McCain, George Bush, and
Obama, James Comey.
The conspiracy theories surrounding Obama, Michelle is a man?
I'm just saying, there's a bulge.
You believe that Michelle Obama has a penis? Do you believe Michelle Obama is a man?
I tend to think she is.
What real evidence is there to support?
They got this from, I believe it was Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers made a joke and said that Michelle Obama was a man. These fucking idiots took that and ran with it. They've edited YouTube videos to make it look, not to be graphic, but to make it look like she has a damn bulge. And these idiots call her Michael. They're obsessed. Obama's not even in office anymore. And these morons still can't get off of it. Oh, this is hilarious. Hold on, let me back up.
Do you believe Michelle Obama is a man?
I tend to think she is.
What real evidence is there to support any of these claims?
What claims?
What claims? You just said Hillary Clinton eats babies and Michelle Obama pisses standing up. There is no bulge.
I want to make sure, like, people need to know this. Like, QAnon is not, like... We are not tied to, like, Alex Jones or anything, like, in regards to, like, InfoWars. Like, that would be, like, a mission.
Oh, they're lying. They are totally, totally about Alex Jones.
The temptation of who we are as researchers.
No, that guy's crazy.
He's insane.
That's the tough thing about conspiracy theories is that a lot of them are put out there very purposely to distract and confuse, and they're just BS.
So what's being sent out to distract us?
Flat Earth.
Flat Earth. See, you believe,
Let me comment on that. All right, I'm going to blow your mind right now, right? All right,
looking forward to it.
When we scrutinize all those things coming from NASA, it's all CGI, it's all edited.
So you're telling me moon round, Jupiter round, sun round, that's Earth spherical. Flat.
The world round.
The reason that QAnon is a Trump supporter's wet dream is because it encompasses nearly every conspiracy theory in the history of the world, from the Freemasons to the deep state and everything in between.
9/11,
Israel.
False flag. The inside job.
It's politics, it's Hollywood, it's music, it's religion.
It's literally life or death.
I was just a cool picture of JFK's burial site. It's the shape of a Q.
Pizza, walnut sauce, dominoes. There's various food language that is used for code words in pedophile circles.
Russian collusion, false flag.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. They colluded with Hillary and Barack.
What people are seeing is demonic possession.
seems to play.
And now he's at the White Dragon Society, which supposedly, you know, came up out of Asia, but has been forming Western alliances.
The Queen of England was accused of being a shapeshifter by Putin.
Thousands of people saw the Queen of England turn into her true form.
Wouldn't you love to find out that cancer can be cured?
Do you think the government's holding back a cancer?
Okay, if you haven't heard, there's this new league coming up, and I'm not talking about the AAF or the XFL, something called the Freedom Football League. Now, hence the word freedom. Why? Because the NFL has pretty much exploited a lot of these black athletes. NFL is made up, probably, I'm going to say, I'm guessing, but you can say about 70% black. Okay. I say it's majority black, right? But yet, they don't have the right to protest black issues. Right? They got to be good Negroes. Don't you dare take a knee and try to protest the injustice that's taking place with these damn cops just shooting unarmed black men for no damn reason. So anyway, I'm going to play the clip first, and I'm going to come back with the commentary. This is Ricky Williams speaking on the Freedom Football League.
Freedom Football League. It's a new spring football league, and it's for the fans and it's by the players. You know, it all started with a bunch of guys sitting around the table talking about the good old days and realizing, you know, we have a lot of experience. We've been there before. We know how to do it. What if we started a league and really made it about developing young men?
Okay, so you mentioned guys sitting around. Who's involved with the league?
So we have about 100 stakeholders right now. 50 of them are former players. And again, the only reason I really wanted to be involved in this is because it really is about the former players and giving back. You know, back when I retired in 2004, I started thinking about my life and what do I really want to do with my life, you know? And what I saw was myself working with young men, using football as a tool to help them develop.
So you mentioned former players. I have to ask, what players? Can you give us some names?
I'll give you a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a Hall of Famer in Terrell Owens, Dexter Jackson, Simeon Rice, Byron Chamberlain, to name a few. But if you go on our website, you can check out the list of the 50-plus guys.
All right, Jeff Garcia, many others.
Now, it's definitely good that I point out that it's not an all-black league or nothing like that, nothing crazy like that. But it's definitely a step in the right direction as far as freedom is concerned. If you're going to be the main attraction, the ones that put fans in the seat, and then you got some jackass standing up in the sky in the booth somewhere who wants to determine whether or not you can celebrate, whether or not you can protest, whether or not you have freedom of speech. I say that's bullshit. You know, and it's time our people get out of that slave mentality anyway. So I feel like this is, you know, I don't know if it's going to last or, you know, it could fold up in 1 year. It might not even get started. Who knows? But just the idea of it is good, because I get tired of hearing these uppity, racist motherfuckers say shit like, oh, just shut up and play ball. Just shut up and play. But we didn't pay money to see you protest, or we didn't pay money to hear about your complaints. In other words, nigga, just shut up and pick cotton. Basically, what that is. You're here to entertain us. So I'm glad that it's actually at least an idea. So that means that these brothers are thinking outside of the box for once. You know what I mean? And Ricky Williams was someone who struggled in the NFL with marijuana. You know, marijuana now is something that's pretty much been legalized all over the country for the most part. And I mean, it's just stupid shit like that. It's just gonna be good. Finally. Even if this doesn't become something, it's good to just see that they're at least trying. Now, on the conspiracy side of it, I could easily see the NFL trying to shut it down, being political, having ESPN not report on it or talk trash about it. Because I've seen them do that with the XFL back in the day. The ESPN would literally show the games, not like in entirety, because they weren't broadcasting the games, but what they would do, they would show highlights, and then they would shit on it and say stuff like, oh, who's this guy right here? Who cares? Oh, it's the XFL. Oh, it's not the NFL. Oh. So I could see a situation like that because, you know, the powers that be don't want to see something like this. You know what I mean? The Big Three has been a inspiration for a lot of people. That's why you have these other leagues like the AAF and the reemergence of the XFL, because they've seen that you can be successful outside of the norm of the, you know, your usual NFL, NBA league. So I commend them for at least trying. And that's one of the things that get on my nerves about our people. We don't even try shit sometimes. We're so quick to just think that if it ain't coming from massa, then it can't work. And it's good to see. And then what really gets me is that it's actually called the Freedom Football League. So they're telling you right away off the bat what this is about. You know, I'm tired of seeing players get fined for stupid shit like the Cowboys get fined for, you know, using a prop, throwing somebody in the Salvation Army bin or the whatever it was, y'all know what I'm talking about. But anyway, that kind of dumb shit, you know what I mean? So, plus, I believe that a lot of these NFL games are fixed anyway. So, it's just good. It's good to see. It's good to see for once black people thinking outside the box. I don't know what this is going to be about. I don't know how long it's going to last, and people going to talk shit later if it doesn't. But it's important to think free. You know what I mean? You have to think free before you can become free. You have to think like a free man. You know what I mean? Because the whole idea is to always keep you thinking that if it doesn't come from massa, then it ain't worth shit. And Ice Cube already proved with the Big Three that, you know what I mean, it could be done. You can make your own shit. You can make your own league without their permission. Now, granted, it's on Fox Sports, but whatever. You know what I mean? You got to start from somewhere. I'm tired of you don't. I'll be wanting to punch these devils in the face sometimes. I'll be hearing them say shit, you know, why are they complaining? You know, I'm tired of hearing these protests and all that. They should just be happy to be in America. You know, that kind of dumb shit. Nah, fuck that. You know what I mean? Nobody ever attacks them when they protest. They call them patriots. When we protest, we're called ungrateful, unthankful. Why don't you go back to Africa, nigga? You know, that kind of shit. So, nah, it's good to see that they're actually thinking outside the box. And we'll see what comes of it. These are just my thoughts.